West Georgia's first news for your Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. About a month after they initially thought it would happen, Bowdoin High School hosting the graduation ceremony for its 89 graduating seniors from the class of 2020 on Thursday. Class salutatorian Riley Daniel delivered an emotional address recalling good times at Bowdoin High and thanking her family, friends, educators, and the Bowdoin community.
There have been times in my life where good people have changed everything for me. People who went out of their way to show me genuine kindness and were willing to let God work through them were such a powerful gift. And it breaks my heart that there are a lot of people in this world who don't know what it feels like to have the influence of a good person in their life. And I know that each of you has it in you to be that for somebody. So go and live with such goodness and kindness and mercy that this world doesn't know how to process it, because this is how you will live a truly impactful life.
Mount Zion High School's class of 2020 graduates on Friday. Bremen-based telecommunications companies Sync Global and Carroll EMC on Thursday announcing a partnership with plans to deploy fiber optic networks and broadband speed internet in the cooperative's rural service territory. Sync Global receiving $12.5 million in grant funds from the United States Department of Agriculture's Broadband Reconnect program. Coupled with matching funds between Sync Global and Carroll EMC, the initial capital investment will amount to almost $20 million for the first stage of deploying broadband. These funds will help to begin the extensive process of hanging fiber along Carroll EMC's infrastructure. Sync Global Telecom CEO Kyle Williamson.
We want service everywhere in our hometown, in our home area. That's close to 50,000 of us that live outside of the cities in our area. And if you can imagine having fiber to your home, there is no difference if you live downtown Atlanta, New York. Your connectivity, your ability for you to work from home, to manage your businesses from home, the quality of life, the communication, the staying in touch, the being on top of things. As Secretary Perdue is saying, it's a transformative move.
Now, their project has identified an initial footprint spanning across most of Heard County and southern Carroll County and follows scattered infrastructure into northern Troup County and across the Georgia state line into eastern Alabama. It will serve more than 7,300 residents, more than 200 farms and businesses, one school, and four fire stations. Long term, the intent is to expand the fiber network and broadband speed internet access across all Carroll EMC territories and beyond. The first project slated to begin immediately upon authorization from the USDA. The Community Foundation of West Georgia's COVID-19 grants to Carroll Harrelson and Heard County nonprofits now exceeding $150,000. The foundation continues to accept donations to the COVID-19 Response Fund via the CFWG.net website. So far, 24 nonprofit organizations receiving the grants, and among the projects being helped, families staying inside housing instead of becoming homeless, hundreds of thousands of pounds of food, patients receiving medical care, meals delivered to the elderly who are confined to their homes, and young families receiving diapers and formula. The University of West Georgia on Thursday applauding their students who, despite the pandemic, they say made academic strides. Officials say when the university switched to online classes halfway through the spring semester because of COVID-19, students' grades remained at least as strong as those earned by students in previous spring semesters. According to UWG's Office of Institutional Effectiveness and Assessment, the percent of undergraduate letter grades of A increased from 40.7% in fall of 2019 to 46.7% in spring of 2020. While remote instruction continues through the summer semester, UWG will return to in-person instruction for the fall semester, and the campus is now planning for that return. The Carroll County Rec Department this week announcing the scheduled reopening of their facilities and a number of dates for sports registration and activities. The department implementing a number of guidelines for their facilities, including limiting the number of guests per child participant, temperature checks before you enter, and limiting time inside the facility prior to a program starting. Additional guidelines and registration and tryout dates are online at carrollcountyga.com/345/sports. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.